This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our series called Time to Dream, Trusting God to Open Doors. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shows how God provides each of us with great opportunities when we trust and follow Him. In a few minutes, we're going to let you know how you can get Pastor Rick's brand new DVD Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time or with your small group. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Dreaming the Future God Wants for You.
Number 6, a dream keeps me growing. This is one of the reasons I want to teach this to you, is because it is in having a dream you keep growing. A dream forces you to develop skills that you don't have. I have had to be on a learning curve my entire life. When God called me and gave me the dream at 25 to start Saddleback, I had none of the skills, zero, zip, that I was gonna need to lead a church this big. None of those skills, not a one of them. They might have been latent, they might have been hidden, but I certainly did not know I had them. You don't even know what you're good at until the dream pulls it out of you. And then you go, oh, I didn't know I had that skill. I didn't know I had that spiritual gift. I didn't know I had that ability. I didn't know I was shaped for that. It is only in the dream that it pulls you out of yourself, forces you to be bigger than yourself, to grow beyond yourself, so you're not selfish anymore. Dreams make us great. You know, I really have decided, I've read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of biographies of great people. And I really just come to the conclusion, there aren't any great people. There are only great dreams. But when an ordinary person goes after a great dream, she or he becomes a great person. There are no intuitively, instinctively great people on the planet. We're all born the same way. We don't even know how to eat. We know nothing. We all start at the same level. And I just have concluded that we're all just ordinary people. But some ordinary people attach themselves to an extraordinary dream. And in attaching yourself to an extraordinary dream, you become an extraordinary person. You have no idea what God could do in your life. Most of the things in your life that control your life, you had no choice over. I call them the sovereignty factors. You didn't choose who your parents were. You didn't choose when you were born. You didn't choose where you were born. You didn't choose your race. You didn't choose your gender. You didn't choose your parents. That's all God's choice. But there's one thing you do have 100% control over. It's 100% I have control over in my life, and you have it in your life, and that is this. You have 100% control over how much you choose to believe God. And that's your choice. Believe God for a little, you have a little in your life. Believe God for more, you'll have more in your life. You believe God for great things, God will do great things in your life. You believe God for big dreams, God will do big dreams in your life. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. A dream keeps me growing. Philippians chapter 3 says this, verse 12 to 15. Paul says, I know. Paul admits this. He's the greatest apostle. He goes, I know I'm not yet what God wants me to be. Well, thank God Paul admits it, because we can all admit that too. Everybody agree? I'm not all what God wants me to be. Everybody agree with that? Okay, we're all in the same boat on that. We're not all what God wants. I'm not, you're not. None of us are what God wants us to be completely. I'm not yet, I love that word yet, circle that. I'm not yet what God wants me to be. I haven't reached that goal, that dream, but I keep moving toward it to make it mine because Christ made me and he saved me for this. You were saved to make a difference. I know that I haven't yet reached my goal. But there is one thing I always do. Forgetting the past, that's a good starting point. Forgetting the past and straining toward what is ahead, that's the dream ahead of you. I keep my eyes focused on the goal so that I may one day win the prize that God has called me to receive through Christ in the life above. All of you who are spiritually mature should think this same way. If you don't want to have a big dream for your life, you are not spiritually mature. The mark of spiritual maturity is that right there. I have a dream that's so big for my life, I couldn't possibly do it on my own. It's going to take all of us working together. I can't do it on my own gifts. I'm going to need God to step in. I'm going to need other people in my life. I'm going to need a small group. I'm going to need support. If your dream doesn't scare you, it's too small. And it doesn't require any faith. It says, I'm not what I ought to be, but I just keep moving forward toward the dream that God has called me to receive through Christ. And he says, if you're spiritually mature, you'll get this. You'll understand this. If you're spiritually mature, you go, I'm in. For the next 6 weeks, I'm in. Sign me up, whatever it takes. I'm in for the next 6 weeks. I will do all, I'll cross all the boxes. I'll do whatever you ask. Let's focus on this together. I'm in. Number seven, a dream focuses my energy. A dream focuses my energy. By now, you've learned that you can't do everything. Everybody agree with that? You can't do everything. But you hopefully you've also learned not everything's worth doing. That there's some things that are more important. God doesn't expect you to do everything. I don't expect you to do everything. You shouldn't expect yourself to do everything. God doesn't, obviously, expect you to do everything. So what really is the key to life is selection's the name of the game. Prioritization. To know what matters and know what doesn't. To know what counts and know what doesn't count. To know what dream is worth my life and what dream is not worth a second of my life. Like, the dream of being famous, that's not worth a second of your life. Because it's fleeting. One minute you're the hero, the next minute you're the zero. One minute you're on the cover of some magazine, the next week it's in the trash. Giving enough, going after trophies is a dumb goal. Why? Because given enough time, all your trophies are going to be trashed.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you, but God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on our own, so we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream. Open doors to your future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
The dream of being famous, that's not worth a second of your life. Because it's fleeting. One minute you're the hero, the next minute you're the zero. One minute you're on the cover of some magazine, the next week it's in the trash. Giving enough, going after trophies is a dumb goal. Why? Because given enough time, all your trophies are going to be trashed. somebody's going to throw them out. If not this generation, the next one will. So don't live your life for trophies. And whatever record you set is going to be broken by somebody else. That's not a big enough dream. You need a dream that affects eternity. A dream focuses my energy. 1 Corinthians 9:26, Paul says this, I run straight to the goal, that's the dream, with purpose in every step. He's purpose-driven. I fight to win. I'm not like some boxer punching the air, playing around. I'm not shadow boxing. When I pull a punch, I punch to win. I want to hit something. I want to score. I'm not just shadow boxing. I'm not playing around with my life. As I said last week, we're not in the shallows of Baby Beach anymore. A dream focuses my energy. I run straight to the goal. You waste a lot of time when you don't know the dream for your life. Numbers 8, related to it, a dream stretches my faith. A dream stretches my faith. The Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. You get to decide what God does in your life. A dream stretches my faith. It forces me to trust God. Number 9, a dream keeps me going in tough times. A dream keeps me going in tough times. If you don't have a dream, you're going to flame out, burn out, give up when things don't work out immediate. Every dream has delays in it. Every dream has, it's not instant. No dream is instantly fulfilled. It's going to take the rest of your life. But if you have a dream, it actually gives you the ability, the motivation to keep going when you feel like giving up. You know, you've heard me say this many times. You know how many times I wanted to give up as pastor? Every Monday morning when I get PMS, post-message syndrome. God, surely somebody could have done a better job than that. That sermon stunk. It didn't help anybody. Surely, God, you could find somebody who's better at this. But you know what has kept me going for 40 years? A dream that won't let hold of me. Won't let go. What is that dream? Your maturity. To present you before Christ as the man, as the woman God intended you to be. I'm growing my fruit on other people's trees. I want to see fruit in you. I want to see you become all God made you to be. I'm not going to let you settle for less than the best. I'm not going to let you play in Baby Beach anymore. I'm going to push you to become the woman, the man that God knows and you know instinctively. I'm not what I could be. It's not too late. It's never too late to start dreaming. Never too late. And so a dream keeps me going through tough times. This was the problem with Job. When he lost everything, here's what he said. Job chapter 6, verse 11. Job goes, I don't have the strength to endure. Why? Because I don't have a goal that encourages me to carry on. Does that make sense? It's not pain that makes you give up. It's pain without a purpose that makes you give up. Human beings have the ability to handle enormous amounts of pain, like people who survived the Holocaust and the Auschwitz death camps. And they survived that. Why? Because they had a dream bigger than the pain. And it is a dream that gives us hope. A dream keeps me going in tough times. He says, I don't have a goal that encourages me to carry on. Number 10, a great dream inspires others to dream. This is one of the reasons we're doing this. I want your life to be an inspiration to others. I can tell you from personal experience, it's a cool thing when you know you've inspired somebody. It's a good feeling. Wow, I'm glad I encouraged that guy. I'm glad I encouraged that woman. I want you to experience the joy of being an inspiration to other people. Because I know we have been given something God wants us to share. And I want you to be an inspiration to others. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like the feeling of knowing you've been used by God. A dream inspires others to dream. Proverbs 11:27. If your goals, that's dreams, if your goals are good, you will be what? Respected. Now, you got self-centered goals, you're not going to be respected. But if you have unselfish goals, you have godly goals, you have big dreams, you have great plans, you have to make a difference, you want to help people, you want to make the world a better place, guess what? You're going to be respected. Respect comes from having a great dream. Number 11, my self-discipline, which is that's what it's going to take to reach your dream, my self-discipline will be rewarded in heaven. Not only are the dreams that you're given here on earth good for earth, but you're going to be rewarded in heaven for all the character you developed and the discipline and the intensity that you put in to go after your dream. 1 Corinthians, the Bible says in 9:25, all athletes practice strict self-control. You got to be disciplined to be an athlete. They do it to win a prize that'll fade away. I mean, who's going to remember the Super Bowl next year? They do it to win a prize that'll fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. My self-discipline will be rewarded in heaven. And then number 12, God-given dreams are a gift of the Holy Spirit. God-given dreams are a gift of the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit gives us the ability to dream. Acts chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, which Peter preached on the first day of the first church in Jerusalem. And here's what he said. He was predicting the future. He was prophesying. Acts chapter 2, 17, 18. God says, this is from the book of Joel, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will proclaim my message. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Yes, on all my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will proclaim my message. Regardless of gender or age, he says, sons and daughters, young and old, men and women, as I said last week, who's left out of that? Nobody. Everybody gets included. And he says, when I pour out my spirit, what's going to happen? You're going to have visions and dreams. They are a gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what brings revival to a church. It's what brings revival to a nation. It's what brings revival to a world. When God's people are so attuned to the Holy Spirit that they start dreaming again. They start dreaming again. Now, here's my homework. I want us all to memorize this promise, Revelation 3:8. I have set before you an open door that no one can shut. Come on, you can memorize that. All right? Now, remember when you're trying to memorize a verse, you say the hardest part to remember is the reference, the address. Revelation, what is it? 3:8. Revelation 3:8. And what does Revelation 3:8 say? Say it with me. I have set before you an open door that no one can shut. And where is that found? Revelation 3:8. Okay, what is Revelation 3:8? I have set before you an open door that no one can shut. Revelation 3:8. All right. If you say it over and over this week, you'll get it. Why do I want you to get it? Because God's going to bring that to your mind. And you're going to find an opportunity, and you're going to go, what? Where'd that come from? And God's going to say, I've set before you an open door that no one could shut. Let's pray. What a wonderful God you are. Literally everything we have comes from you, and we wouldn't have anything if it weren't for you. We have life, we have air, we have breath, we have water, we have food, we have family, we have minds, we have the ability to dream. Raise up an army of great dreamers. The Bible says young and old will dream. May young people in this church dream great dreams. May middle-aged people in this church dream great dreams. May people facing retirement dream great dreams. May elderly people in our church dream great dreams. Lord, if we're still alive, you're not finished with us. Make our lives an inspiration to others. Forgive us for small thinking and petty grieving and complaining. Help us to see the future you have for us. The fact that we're still alive means you're not done. May we commit to pray for each other so that together we'll be better together, that we'll grow as a family. And today, Lord, we covenant with you to do these things that will help us grow. And we pray this in your humble name. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. You can get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered to your inbox every day when you go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free daily devotional. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you. But God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on your own, so we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, friends. Today I'd like you to meet DeWanda. She recently lost her husband to cancer, and she wrote me this. Pastor Rick, since I started listening to your messages from my phone sometime last summer, I have reconnected with God and my Savior. When I lost my husband to cancer, I had been so lost and angry with God. I didn't understand why the two of us could not save him. Your message led me to my knees, and I surrendered to my Savior. In October, I got the courage to visit a church in my neighborhood, and that was an answer to prayer, too. The church had its arms wide open to me, and I've started Sunday school again, and I even went to the Christmas choral program. And from the time that I went to Christmas supper and laughed and prayed with all these wonderful new Christian friends, it's been just great. All you said in your messages has come true. I'm still waiting for more direction from God regarding my life without my husband. But now I have glimmers of hope. Thank you, Pastor Rick. And thank your staff for sharing the word through my phone with me. Isn't it wonderful what God does for all of us? Well, DeWanda, first I want to say I'm sorry for your hurt. And I hurt with you. And you will get through this situation of losing your husband. You don't ever get over it. You get through it. If you were to lose an arm, the rest of your life, you'll notice that the arm is missing, but you can get through it. And in this situation, God is with you. And it's great to see how you found a church home, because the body of Christ has now provided support and strength and help during your difficult days. They're praying with you, and we're praying with you here at Daily Hope. We love you. God bless you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time when we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial gifts.